If you really knew me, this is what you'd know. That was the prompt that Freire Charter School asked its students to consider on a recent Thursday. The next day, students inclined to an unbelievable sense of bravery volunteered to stand before 500 of their peers and share some of the most intimate, emotionally wrenching details of their inner lives. Freire, located on Chestnut Street in Center City, doesn't have an auditorium big enough to hold its entire student body, so the event was set at the First Unitarian Church, a block up the street. In the church's stained glass light, students, faculty members, and even neighbors came together to share story after personal story in the name of building empathy. Some were simply too raw and traumatic to reproduce for radio. Even for the segments we can play in this report, we've agreed not to reveal students' names.
We shook her and called her name over and over again. We didn't get no answer, so we started to panic. Her pillow would fall off the bed, so I lifted her head up and placed it back when I realized that her face was cold.
This 10th grader from West Philly woke up one morning to find her mother, who she says was a drug dealer, strangled to death by her boyfriend. A few months later, her father died of liver cancer. Since, she and her younger siblings have been through 19 counseling programs and through a slew of child protection caseworkers.
Losing my mother was my biggest fear. Since that has already happened, I fear nothing and no one. Y'all see me as goofy, funny, or whatever else, but deep down inside, I'm hurting for the way my life is. Despite all that, I still manage to keep a smile on my face, and I go on about my life. I have siblings to watch after, and I have been strong for them.
Now, imagine doctors expecting you not being able to live after 30 years old. That's my life expectancy. That's me.
This 11th grader from Cobbs Creek just revealed to the school that she has lupus.
I unfortunately got it too early, and my body was unprepared. It's an autoimmune deficiency, which means my body is attacking itself from the inside out, and it's incurable. So I'm technically dying until my lupus eats my insides. Scary, right? If I can work with the disease, being in and out of the hospital, and still go to this highly difficult school, then so can you. So let's do our best. No YOLO, no craziness. We shouldn't go die young like Kesha sings. You should live with a purpose, not just be lazy. I encourage you to be strong, even though it's hard. Even I'm lazy. But I do my best to keep going and working hard. So should you.
An 11th grader from Holmesburg said he was inspired to speak after seeing kids get up in front of everybody at last year's event.
I know Freire is a safe place where everyone is accepted for who they are. I hope you'll accept me for who I am. I'm going to leave off with this. Love is about acceptance, not tolerance.
From Alani, this 10th grader said he's glad to have many good friends and an especially strong relationship with his grandmother, but battles depression.
When I had hard times with my family and stuff, I think about, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Suicide. That's what I think about that kind of head. I literally don't want to do it. I want you to do this on Seder. I want everybody to stand up. If you really care about me and care about my issues, I want you to stand up.
From Nicetown, this 11th grader voiced the major theme of the day, that you have no idea what life is like for someone simply by judging the way they appear on the outside.
Just because I come in jolly and I'm happy and I walk in hills and I strut don't mean I live a happy life. And I try to stay strong. Sometimes it's hard and people don't understand that when you say things, sometimes it hurts. My past still lives with me today and I still struggle. And yet I try to stay strong. I'm different. I try to stand out to hide my past.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.